This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Here to kick off the second hour of the weekend edition, I'm chatting with Richard Postma, a.k.a. Doc. And Doc is somebody who I chat to on pretty much a daily basis for daily market commentary focused on the precious metals as well as any other sectors that seem to be moving. So if anybody doesn't check out our website on a daily basis, I highly recommend tuning in and listening to what Doc has to say, because he has been, I would have to say, quite accurate, Doc, throughout these moves. And you know what? This recent move in gold has surprised us a little bit to the upside, and I think that that is also due to this escalating geopolitical environment that has supported this move higher in gold. But what I do want to talk about is a question from a listener that came in a couple weeks ago, and I've been thinking about this for some time, and you and I were discussing it off mic, and it deals with the environment that we would be in for the precious metals if we do actually see some sort of a significant pullback in the U.S. equity markets, whether this is 5%, I'm thinking more around 10 to 15%. If we do see the S&P and the Dow move down that much, how do you think gold is going to react?
I think actually it's going to surprise people. I think gold actually will move down with conventional market this time. And I think the odds are very good for that. And, Corey, I don't like the looks of the way the conventional market is finishing up the week. And I think next week could be problematic. In fact, the next 2 weeks could be problematic for the conventional markets. Now, gold could still move a little bit higher, I think. But I think gold is getting close to being at risk. And I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't have that inverse relationship with the market going forward necessarily.
Doc, I think that there's this certain balancing act here where when the market does show some weakness and pull back briefly, which we actually have seen in March and now into April, then I do think gold benefits because investors look to put their money somewhere else as a bit of a protection play. But if we do start to see a more significant sell-off in the markets, as I said, 10% or greater, then I think people, A, are forced into margin calls because we have seen margin debt skyrocketing, and that does then impact their holdings across the board, not just in gold, but really whatever they can sell to cover their margin requirements. Is this one of the factors that you think could have a pullback for the precious metals in the face of a more significant pullback in the U.S. markets?
It's possible. It might be one of the variables that affects it. But, you know, there could be other variables as well. And let's say everybody would expect the dollar to get hit possibly if we had a major sell-off in the markets, because it certainly doesn't show the prospect of a strong economy. And it might be warning us that a recession is in the making, frankly, down the road. And that's very possible, too, because with the sell-off, the bond market would probably do okay and continue to strengthen. And rates may go down. And with the increase in the Fed fund rates we've had, you could almost get a flattening of that yield curve, which wouldn't be very promising anyway. And then if we would get an actual inversion, which I don't think would happen unless they're foolhardy enough to keep raising the Fed fund rate, then you're sure to have a recession.
Now, Doc, what about gold stocks in terms of either exploration stocks or in terms of some of the producing stocks? How do you think those will be impacted in the face of a more significant pullback in the markets?
Well, what bothers me a lot right now, and we've talked about this, is we've had this run in gold, and we've had this run in silver and then bullion. But what bothers me considerably is the GDX and GDXJ haven't even reached their highs in February. That's really worrisome to me, Corey. And then I'm thinking, okay, if they perform this way with a move up in gold, what are they going to do with a pullback in gold? And that specter really worries me. But having looked at multiple charts, I think what's going to happen is a lot of these precious metal stocks have moved way down toward their lows already, and some haven't, but they might be down 40, 50, 60%. And then you've got the very occasional ones that are still levitating, but there's not many of them. I think, actually, the precious metal stocks will perform like they've done with this run-up in gold. If gold moves down, I think they'll move down a little bit, GDX and GDXJ, but I don't think it'll be significant. They'll probably behave on the downside like they behaved on the upside. They're not going to get completely crushed, I don't think.
What does this tell you about the people who are now holding these stocks and have moved into these stocks over the past year? Because we have seen a lot of churn in terms of shareholders, and I know you've been talking to company management. They have even said, you know, we've noticed a lot of new shareholders come into the market through this beginning of the recovery. Does this mean, Doc, that you think people are, some of the stronger hands are into these stocks and maybe some of the more firm believers?
Those that bought somewhat when these things bottomed in early 2016, that rode the thing up, if they didn't add to their positions on a momentum basis, they're in good shape. Of course, let's say they want to be 100% invested in the resource sector. I'll tell you one thing. They just didn't plow 100% right at the bottom. Maybe they had 10%. And then with momentum, they rode it up. Well, their average share costs are probably not at the bottom. And if they sold some at the top, if they recognize the top, and kept some other ones like I did, then they've been protected somewhat by the sell-off. Now, the folks that bought at this year, let's say, or last year in December of 2016, and managed to move this thing up, well, it's come off a little bit. They're still in okay shape, but they could have a move back down to those lows as well. But what you got to do in these markets is you got to maintain your position if you believe in them, because that's what bull markets do. They shake you out, because nobody can time these highs and lows perfectly. So if you're a long-term investor, you've got to just hold and buy on the dips if you believe this is long-term bull. Whereas the traders, the day traders, they look at it totally different. They're content with an X amount of profit, and then they can get out. So that ball game to them is totally different. But for the long-term investor, you have to realize this is a stair-step type of process we're going through, and it's just beginning. So you've got to buy the dips, but don't get into the momentum trade, because then your average cost is much higher.
And then you can just be chasing it higher. But one final comment here, Doc, regarding companies that are maybe more advanced explorers that do have an end game of getting taken out. If we do see a pullback in the markets, do you think that just prolongs the time frame for them to get taken out?
Well, if you get the pullback in the market, actually, not necessarily, because if they pull back, the potential purchasers of those other corporations, if they believe in this market, they're going to see a chance to potentially pick those up at cheaper prices. And if I was in their position, that's what I would do personally, because the longer that it waffles around down here, some of those explorers might be happy to be taken out possibly at prices that, for the purchaser, it's a positive.
And also on that aspect, I think it also depends on how the purchaser is performing in terms of stock price, because what we saw at the last major pullback was that these major companies were also hurting, and then they needed to pull back on some of their expenditures. We're seeing them come back into the market now. I'm going to be fascinated to see how these stocks react when we do get that pullback, whenever it might be, for the U.S. markets. Doc, thanks for your time on this weekend show, and I look forward to chatting with you throughout the week next week. Everybody stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the KE Report. And we are getting a company update from a newer sponsor to the website, an exploration story based in Quebec. The company is Sekova Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol SEK. Also, for everybody down in the U.S., you can find the chart under the symbol SEKZF. I have the chairman and CEO Brad Kitchen on the line with me, And Brad, I want to talk about a news release that came out on Thursday focused on your Eagle River property. Now, there are two properties within Sekova, one being the Duvet property and the Eagle River property. We're going to focus on the Eagle River property because you have now brought on Longford Exploration Services with Mark Rogers and Terry Coyne to be your in-house geologists. Can you please take us through your relationship with Terry? Because I know that you guys have a background back when you were working on Eagle Hill at the Windfall Lake property.
Thanks, Corey, for having me on today. Yeah, Longford's a very, very good fit with us. James Rogers and Terry Coyne know the area extremely well. In fact, Terry used to work on the Windfall Lake project with a company called Norond. And it was my company, Eagle Hill, that took over Windfall Lake and the good work that Terry did on the Windfall. Brought it to a resource and a feasibility study, and now Osisko Mining, that's their main asset. In addition, Terry has quite a bit of experience in the Abitibi Gold Belt on our second project, the Duvet. So he's going to be an extremely good resource for us, and James Rogers runs a very, very tight ship and has the right contacts in the Quebec geological community to help advance both of our projects.
Now, I do want to talk about what's going on at this Windfall Lake camp, because the last time I had you on, we posted a map shot of where the Sekova property is in comparison to where Osisko's property is, and then Bowfield's and Bonterra's, all on this line, and Sekova, who just recently upped your land position there. You actually hold the largest land position out of these companies, but there has been some developments in this Windfall Lake camp with Kinross taking a position in Bonterra and some changes happening in Bowfield. Can you explain some of the developments in this area?
Yeah, I think it goes to a lot of the excitement and the good hard work that's being done in the area. Osisko has now taken a very large position in Bowfield Resources. And in the past, last little while, some of the same management from Osisko was in Bowfield, but now Osisko is starting to take a larger share of the actual company. In addition, Kinross going into Bonterra is a very interesting move, and the fact that I believe Kinross now doesn't want to be left out of the area, and going through with Bonterra gives Bonterra further funds to advance their Gladiator deposit. In addition to all this, there's been some fantastic results coming out of the Osisko camp with the Windfall Lake project. They keep hitting, it seems like, on almost every hole. So it's a very, very good sign for the area. It's a good opportunity, a very good opportunity for the Sekova shareholders, because we really have a significant position. We're over 17,000 hectares that continues on trend, as you mentioned, from Osisko's property, from Bowfield's property, from Bonterra's property, and continues to the southeast. And we have an extremely large footprint that we're going to be using Longford to help us do some early stage exploration with the intention of developing a drill plan in the near future.
So obviously what has interested me to this company is a relatively new company, Sekova, here having a nice land position in what is a hot area right now and an area where a lot of money is being spent. When can we start to see some news, maybe even some drilling in this Eagle River property?
The Eagle River property for us, we will be doing some early stage exploration with the intention of drilling near future, and I'd like to say it's the summer, but realistically it'll probably be fall. But we will do a fairly extensive fall program. That would be the goal. The key for us right now is to identify targets, and with the new technology that's out there, it's a little bit more expensive to do this early stage exploration, but what it does is it, what's the term? De-risks some of the drilling costs that we would have in the future because we get a better idea of where the gold mineralization will be. And it's simply a case of defining what the gold grade is. So that's our goal between now and when drilling starts.
So, Brad, how many drill targets are you hoping to isolate before actually moving a drill onto the property?
That's a good question. I think the goal will be, most of the information we'll have will be to a depth of about 400 meters. The goal would be to come up with a plan where we can drill between 5 and 10,000 meters in our initial drill program as we're assessing further projects. So, in effect, that would be about 12 to 15 holes, but that will be ongoing. So once we start there, we envision continuing, assuming that we have the success that we hope we will, for a very long time.
And, Brad, take us through what kind of cash in the bank the company has, because I know that you did raise money, and as far as I'm concerned, cash is not an issue right now, but just an update as to what is still sitting in the till.
Sure. We've got about $400,000 of flow-through cash, and in addition, we've just closed a $2.5 million hard cash private placement. And the nice thing about using hard cash for exploration, with the great support that the Quebec government gives to exploration companies, in about 12 to 18 months, let's say we put $1 million into the ground, or let's say we put $2 million into the ground in Quebec, then we would get a check back for 36% of that. So we'd be, in effect, doing another financing of roughly $700,000 to $800,000, of which we can use to, again, do some more exploration down the road. So we are well cashed up, but we're not an investment bank. We're not a savings and loans. We're going to use that money and use it for exploration on the Eagle River and also on our Duvet project.
And when I have you back on, we will be getting an update on the Duvet project, because I do understand that a drill is now on site and it will begin turning in the next few weeks. So when that does happen, I will definitely have Brad back on for an update. But Brad, in the meantime, thank you for the update, and please keep us informed of what is going on. If anybody has any questions, please feel free to email me. And as a side note, I am a shareholder of Sekova. It's an exploration play that I like the areas and the jurisdiction in general, just in Quebec, that the company is in. Thanks for your time today, Brad.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax.
Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report, chatting as we do on a weekly basis with Craig Hemke, founder and editor of TFMetalsReport.com. And Craig, we're going to focus on the precious metals, but I first want to talk about a couple data points that have come out today and throughout this week that continue to point to this slow growth environment, essentially the environment that nothing has changed in since Trump has come into office. We got some weaker inflation numbers today, and we're also seeing that GDP Now forecast from the Atlanta Fed continuing to be revised down and continuing to close in on 0.5% growth for GDP, which is pretty much nothing and continues to be the slow growth environment. It does just speak further to the concept of nothing changing in the U.S. economy and, for that matter, in the global economy continuing to remain weak. You have some comments here, Craig?
Yeah, you know, Corey, as you mentioned, we talk every Thursday, and it seems like every Thursday since maybe late December, early January, we've discussed what we loosely call the generally accepted narrative for this year, which was as soon as Trump was elected, it seemed that all the sell-side analysts and the market commentary was that this was going to be easy, that the dollar was going to get stronger in 2017 and that the interest rates were going to skyrocket, the bond bubble was going to burst, the U.S. economy was going to be strong because of infrastructure spending and tax cuts, stock market was going to go up. And all of this, you know, it made it sound like, you know, it was just a simple layup that this is the way it was going to happen. And I cautioned this whole year that maybe it wasn't going to work out that way. And as you said, that's what's happening now. Just back on Wednesday, Trump made it clear he does not want a strong dollar. He wants a weaker dollar and that he prefers low interest rates. And so now here we are. The dollar is down 3 or 4% year to date. Interest rates have moved solidly lower on the long end. 10-year note got to almost 2 2/3%. Now it's down to 2.25%. A long bond got to well over 3%, and it's now back to 2.90. And like I said, the dollar's gotten weaker. Gold is up more than 10% year to date. None of this is playing out as all the experts and pundits led everyone to believe it would. And I expect that to continue as we move through this year.
The one thing I can say, Craig, is that even though the PPI numbers today did disappoint, they just disappointed marginally. And when we look at the headline numbers versus last year, we are actually up 2.3% versus 2.2% in February. So we are seeing levels that we actually haven't seen in 5 years. So there is still a moderate inflation concern, I would say, out there, which is supportive for the metals. And I actually do think that there is a good potential of seeing at least some sort of inflation continue back into the system. But that being said, inflation without any sort of economic growth is not a good thing.
Well, yeah, we end up getting with what we've discussed before, the stagflation, like we saw in the late 70s. And gosh, anybody that knows their market history knows that the period from 77 through 79 into 1980 was a period of tremendous increase in gold prices. So really, any way you slice it, whether it's economically, whether you want to look at interest rates, economic growth, or even geopolitical risk, as we're all getting acquainted with here as of late, all of these things augur higher gold prices, and that certainly seems to be what's playing out.
Well, this geopolitical risk has actually been something that we talked about this week, actually quite a bit on the KE report, because this has seemed to have, again, helped drive the gold price higher. And I think you can also see how geopolitics have played a role, because the gold price moving up to, one could argue, a greater degree than the stocks, but then also outperforming treasuries, which I think just, again, goes to show that a bit of fear and a bit of geopolitical risk has come into the system. How do you feel when this happens, though? Because typically geopolitics only impacts the markets for a short period of time.
Right. And this week in particular, there's been a lot of concern about what's going on in North Korea. That has bled over into that dollar-yen. You and I always talk about the relationship between the dollar and the Japanese yen, and that has caused a lot of computers to buy COMEX digital gold. If this three-day weekend plays out, because the U.S. markets are closed on Friday, if this weekend plays out without a dramatic increase, dramatic escalation in hostilities in Korea, if we make it through the Saturday anniversary of Kim Il-sung's birth, which is usually a date where North Koreans like to light off a nuclear test or fire off a missile, you know, we make it into Sunday night and Monday, and everything seems fine, I don't be surprised at all if some of this safe haven premium, if you want to call it that, gets immediately taken back out of gold. That said, though, gold here on Thursday afternoon is pushing $1,290, which puts it a good $30 above the critical technical indicator of the 200-day moving average. That's a very good sign. I think gold looks like it wants to continue on toward 1,300 here. And that level around 1,300 to 1,305 is going to be very important. It served as support last summer. It will serve as resistance now. Any movement through there is going to drive more hot money, more momentum into paper gold, which will then trickle down and drive more hot money and momentum into the stocks as well. So we're entering into a very interesting period here over the next couple of weeks, that's for sure.
Well, Craig, just a quick comment, and I think it is very positive that we are continuing to look at higher and higher levels in terms of resistance points. But when we look back to when gold was selling off and managed to hold that $1,200 an ounce level, now that we are almost $100 above that, it almost seems like a far cry from when everybody was worried about that breaking down. This, to me, is one of the most positive developments, I think. What would you say to that?
Yeah, and Corey, I would go back. Again, I encourage everybody to listen to what you do on a weekly basis and all of your reports, but you and I talk every Thursday, and regular listeners remember that back in January and February, you and I focused upon the 100-week moving average, basically a 500-day moving average, and anybody can pull that up. You can go to a site like barchart.com, pull up gold, and put a 100-week moving average on it. And if you look back over the last several years, you can see the significance of that moving average. That's when gold rallied in 2015. In January 2015, it went right up, stopped there, didn't get through, and 2015 was a lousy year. But in 2016, it went right up to it, blasted through, and 2016 was a good year. Well, we were right back at it in January of this year, after falling below that 100-week moving average last fall. And we wondered, you'll remember this. I mean, we talked about, will gold get through there and set up for a good 2017, or will it fail? And as you mentioned, that number is right around 1,200. We're almost $100 above it now. So the trend definitely looks to be our friend and in a positive nature.
So, Greg, one final comment. Let's talk about Trump's comments regarding his thoughts on the dollar getting too strong. We saw them move yesterday, or, well, after the market close on Wednesday. Gold did appreciate, and the U.S. dollar pulled back down. But, again, this is just a comment by Trump. There's a lot more that goes on in the currency markets. What do you think about Trump's comment and how it moved the markets?
Interesting, isn't it? He also mentioned that he prefers lower rates versus higher rates. It definitely moved the markets. There are computers and humans that, you know, react immediately to things like that. I think in a much bigger picture, though, it's quite interesting because that stands 180 degrees opposite of what Janet Yellen and the Fed is saying. You know, they seem to be talking up the dollar and talking up higher interest rates. And here's the president of the United States talking down the dollar and talking about lower interest rates. Seems to be a bit of a battle brewing, and that might kind of add some additional help to gold, too, because, you know, gold often draws from a lack of confidence or some non-confidence in what the U.S. is doing. If you remember back to 2011 with the debt ceiling debate and the U.S. getting downgraded in its debt rating by S&P, you know, we could be setting up to something like that again in the weeks ahead, if the President of the United States is going to start openly battling in a war of words the Fed and the Fed governors.
Well, I just find it interesting how when Trump was running for office, he was bashing the Fed for keeping interest rates too low and not allowing the dollar to truly run. And now we're seeing him actually take the opposite side, the Fed take the opposite side, them still not getting along. And it doesn't seem like they will be anytime soon. Craig, thanks for your time. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back to wrap up the show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back here to wrap up the second hour and the full weekend edition of the KE Report. Wrapping up this show with our friend Chris Martinson, co-founder, co-editor of PeakProsperity.com. Definitely a website that you should be checking out on a very regular basis. I go to it on pretty much a daily basis. And Chris, I want to talk about maybe some of this information that's coming out around what will actually help the U.S. economy. And I want to focus on the comments that Trump made on Wednesday afternoon, stating that he thinks the dollar was getting too strong. And Trump is obviously making this comment to improve exports, or at least that's what he's looking at. He's saying a lower U.S. dollar will improve exports, and that is going to, in essence, help the GDP of the U.S. But when you drive down into the numbers, yes, when you do have a lower dollar, then exports are cheaper for other places, other countries. So those do usually do better, but exports are only 12% of U.S. GDP. So is this almost too narrow of a focus for Trump?
Well, it is, and it's actually not really a well-formed opinion, to put it mildly. Here's the thing. First off, all the currencies are in free fall relative to each other, right? So there's no such thing as just lowering the dollar or having it be lower. That does so only when it goes lower relative to your other major trading partners, right? That's it. So to say we want the dollar to be weaker means we want the yuan to be stronger, we want the yen to be stronger, we want the euro to be stronger. It's that simple. There's no magic to this. So one goes down, another one has to go up because they're all relative. That's why I use the relative. They're like skydivers going, you know, falling. Like, which one's going faster? It's a relative thing. So that's one. Two, it only works to have a weaker currency if you are a net positive exporting nation. So the theory is, I get it, if my currency is a little weaker, that means a car manufactured somewhere in Louisville is going to be cheaper, so more people will want to buy that car, so we'll export more of them. That part's true. But let's imagine for the moment, because this is roughly right, you're exporting one unit of things, but you're importing two units of things, right? So it doesn't really help you if you drive the currency down, because now all of a sudden all your imports are more expensive. So if your imports in a dollar basis are higher, and they are by about 2 to 1, are higher than your exports, well, then you have a problem. Because it means that the things that you're importing are getting more expensive faster than the things you're exporting are actually increasing in their export volumes. So What happens is your current account deficit blows out. You find your borrowing costs go up. The people of your country discover it's harder to get by. This is Japan's exact strategy starting in November of 2014, really began whacking their currency, drove it down a good 25% roughly against the dollar. The people of Japan are now struggling mightily with vastly higher import costs for all kinds of things, food, fuel, you name it, while a few of their exporters are doing better. So Sony's bottom line looks better. Toshiba looks better. Well, maybe bad example, filing for bankruptcy and all. But the companies do well. The people do worse. So please understand, when you fiddle with currencies of a nation and try and drive them down, there are winners and losers. So really, on another level, what Trump is saying, I'm ready for some companies to be winners in the story at the expense of everybody else who's relying on imports. So it's really a take from one to give to the other. I don't agree with that strategy.
And this actually goes even further into this GDP calculation, because consumer spending is such a huge part of the U.S. GDP. And as you mentioned, we import way more than we export. So when we're debasing our currency or lowering the value of our currency compared to other currencies, it's just going to further hit the consumer. And the consumers are already struggling. Plus, retailers are the largest U.S. employer, and we're already seeing them struggle. So to me, I don't know if this is the right game. However, it does fall in line with what it seems like every other country is doing, trying to keep their currency at a lower level. And to me, this just doesn't seem to work. I actually think that we need a leader out there, somebody who wants their currency to be stronger, somebody, some central bank to take a lead rather than read from the same playbook. What would you say to that?
Well, that would be a country I'd move to, but nobody's on that book at this point in time. Look even at Switzerland, which nominally, I mean, Switzerland, their currency was really strengthening. It was looking like a safe haven. They felt it, you know, once their currency got too strong, tourism dropped off because people couldn't afford to go there, you name it. So Switzerland said, we can't afford a strong currency. But the reason Switzerland had a stronger currency is because they were running a saner and sounder economic platform. So it's almost as if the central banks don't really like sane and sound. They want everything insane. I mean, look at everything that's been done, driving interest rates down to zero and beyond into negative territory. It's all to get people to borrow and spend more without even a remote first question hint of saying, maybe we've already borrowed too much. Maybe people shouldn't be borrowing more. Maybe we should be saving more. But that's not where banks make their game. Please understand, the central banks are not here for you and for me. They're not here for anything other than to assure that the banking system is highly profitable and continues to be so. Banks make money making loans, not taking deposits.
Well, we've actually talked about that, I believe, a few weeks ago, just outlining the fact that there are actually shareholders of the Fed, and those shareholders are banks in the U.S. And legally, anybody who has shareholders needs to look out for their best interest first. So it's kind of a scary concept when you actually realize what's at play here. But Chris, do you see any positive spots in the U.S. economy or in the global economy that you think, if either politicians or central banks focus on or shift course, that they could actually start to see some growth, and we could see more than just this trickle-along, slow growth environment?
No, because the Federal Reserve and other central banks, they are wealth transfer organisms. They do not create prosperity. They do not print wealth out of thin air. They print money out of thin air, and then they distribute it. And so really, if you think about it, if you and I had an economy and you had a printing press in your basement and you just said, wow, I could get twice as much out of this economy if I just turn this crank and get twice as much money out for me, what we discover is that, no, the amount of stuff in our economy was the exact same amount as before, but the claims on it were twice as large, and you got first benefit off those claims. So the central banks really just transfer wealth from point A to point B. That's part one. Part two, though, this is really critical. Bunch of geeks, bunch of wonks, bunch of academics. Nobody in the Federal Reserve, nobody has ever run a business and actually managed a profit and loss statement, had employees, all that. So they have some ideas, right? But their ideas are crazy when you get right down to it. And they didn't understand the social engineering aspect of what they were up to. So here's what is an engine of growth: productivity improvements, real investments in property, plant, equipment, and people, training, new technologies, R&D. Those are the engines of actual prosperity and growth in the future. What the Federal Reserve has done is engineered a condition where companies were highly incentivized to do financial games rather than all that hard stuff I just mentioned, you know, hiring people and building stuff and discovering stuff. That's hard work. Easy work is borrowing money at 1% and retiring your shares that are yielding a 2% dividend. Turn that crank all day long. That's what they've done. Corporate debt, highest levels in all of recorded history. Household debt climbing back up again at record territories nominally at this point. You don't have a good engine for growth with high levels of debt. That's axiomatic across 500 years of economic history. Nope, this time isn't different. So the engine of growth, of prosperity, I don't see that. But what has increased at this point is enormous amounts of claims on the economy. Debt levels, all-time highs. Equity markets, the flirting near all-time highs. Everything's just sort of pumped up. That's what the central banks did. It makes them feel good. They go to parties. People clap and say, nice job making my stock portfolio look higher. But the truth is that the engines of growth, which sadly the monetary authorities seem to be delightfully unaware of, are all missing in action this time.
Well, I guess it speaks to this bigger concept that these paper gains that people see in the stock market really do nothing to benefit the economy. And Chris, even talking about your website, there is no way that you could argue that we are at peak prosperity for the individual or for really any country out there. They are continuing to lead us down this road, which I don't think anybody thinks will end well, but it doesn't necessarily mean that this road is going to end tomorrow. It keeps on running. We are in the ninth year of this bull market for the equity markets, but there are definitely some more cracks in the system right now. Chris, it's great chatting with you as always. I hope everybody enjoyed this weekend show and hope everybody has a great Easter break and a long weekend. Spend time with your family. Hopefully the weather gets better and get out there on the golf course. Thanks for your time, Chris. Everybody, thanks again for tuning in.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.